Fiona, I just wonder when women or particularly I've got what's called the hemorrhoids, what's called, you know, on your body, yeah.
Yep, hemorrhoids.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, I don't know if I pronounce it right, that's why. Is it also connecting to, I don't know, to the blood flow or, I just don't know if they are.
Yeah, well, hemorrhoids, they come for a number of reasons. One could be when, you know, you've been sitting on cold things, like cold pavements, things like that. It can cause hemorrhoids. Sitting on the loo for too long can cause hemorrhoids. Too much strain, like if you've been constipated throughout your life, on and off maybe, it will also cause potential hemorrhoids. So they're the reasons. It's also to do with grounding. It's about you being more grounded. That's the energetic reason behind it. If you have any issues to do with the anus, it is to do with the base chakra. So we want you to be focusing more on the red, being present, being grounded. When you're present and grounded, time slows down. You can get more things done. And it's about you creating more time to connect to earth. Even if that means lying down on the ground for 5 minutes a day, something like that, just to really earth you.
Right.
That can help. To relieve the hemorrhoid discomfort, you could do different things. Like if it's due to constipation, I'd recommend, no, it's not due to that.
No, it's not. That's not the issue with me. Yeah. That's why I wonder.
Did it come after childbirth? From. Did it come after childbirth?
Yeah, after childbirth, yeah. But I had caesarean, so it wasn't because of the... But maybe I had it before, actually. Maybe I had it for a long time without knowing until they came out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, which can happen. There's different treatments. I mean, there's different treatments you can get. You can put topical creams on them if they're aggravating you. Like sometimes chili can aggravate it. Castor oil can help to relieve it. Coconut oil sometimes, depending on if it's a bacterial thing or not, it's triggering it. Sometimes it can be just constipation triggering it as well.
Yeah. I just thought because I've got these cold hands and feet all the time, and I thought maybe something with circulation. I don't know, just
could be. I'm not sure. I haven't heard of that.
Okay, I'm just, those are my thoughts. I'm just guessing.
Royal jelly can help with hemorrhoids. That's a treatment they use in Japan. So you consume royal jelly to help with that. Them. Yeah.
Okay.
Not the most enjoyable experience.
No, just maybe something is connected to my general issues. But also another thing, since I'm on I'm reading this book, and it's Chinese medicine, and it says vitamin B and magnesium to be taken in the morning before food. Is it that correct?
Yes. However, vitamin B, particularly B12, if it's not made from a good quality source, it can make you feel a bit queasy. So it's got to be from a really good quality source, not from a yeast source. So you'll know if it makes you feel a bit sick, then you want to move to a different B12 or wait till you've had breakfast and then have it. That's what I would do. But they are good, yes, because it's due to, you're more predisposed if there is a lack of B12 or Bs and magnesium, definitely. So does anyone else have any questions?
Yes, I have one, Fiona. Did somebody else go before me? Did someone speak? No?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, this is quite... I spoke to my husband about this today. In fact, I told him about communicating with babies and stuff, and he was quite excited to hear your video because I was going on about it. But then I started to speak to him because I realised I could have a block. that I identify today with getting pregnant, and it's a real one. And I was trying to speak to him, but as the husband, he's always making me feel reassured. Don't worry, leave it to me, we'll deal with it. But I'm actually quite fearful of bringing children into the planet because of the way it is, in terms of, it's never happened to me, like, you know, leaving your children with babysitters and something happening to them, or, you know, like molestation. I've never gone through that, but I always think, my God, how do I protect them from this world? Does that make sense? And it's like, I have to deal with this, because I realize it's a real fear. And it was like, I was speaking to my husband about it. He says, don't worry, hon, you know, never blah blah blah, but it's real for me. I'm so protective. I'll be so protective over them. If anybody did anything to them, I don't know what I'll do to them. So rather than, he's telling me, don't think about this, where you put your energy, but I'm like, it's real. I just need to get some perspective. Let me bring this to the group. So I hope nobody doesn't mind, but it's a real fear for me, you know, of bringing children up in this world. I don't know who's had, I can protect them, I can look after them, but I don't know what other kids have gone through in their houses. Am I making sense? So
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I was just thinking this today, funnily enough, it's really weird. A little while ago, I was just thinking the same thing. I was having a really strong feeling of that. And a friend has a baby, and just things that happened in my childhood and growing up with her. And I just started, you know, just being unsure of her father and around her son. It's really weird that I was thinking the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh God, it's not just me then. I was concerned. I was actually worried about bringing it up to the group, thinking you might think I'm negative, but it's like, it's a real fear for me. Like, I don't know what I would do anyway. I don't know how to address this. My husband says everything's fine, but I'm like, I need my mindset worked on a bit.
So it's perfectly natural. You as a mum would literally do anything to protect your children. And we hear of the strength of mothers, for example, when worst case scenario, you know, when a child's trapped underneath the car, women can actually turn that car over to release their child. Like, there is that innate sense of, I must protect this child that's within you. And of course, these feelings are already arising because it feels so real that baby is so nearly here.
Yeah.
So that's okay to be thinking like that. And the thing is, it's about you being intuitive. Okay. You are incredibly intuitive. You're going to experience more intuition when you're pregnant. That's when you're the most intuitive. And then it's about you maintaining that intuitive guidance system, allowing that flow, which means you mustn't allow your third eye, your pineal gland, to calcify. So you've got to be careful, really avoid fluoride in your water, fluoride in your toothpaste, things like that will calcify the pineal gland and make it a little bit of a block for your intuitive guidance system.
Yeah.
You activate your intuitive guidance system by candle gazing meditations. The flame that you see in your third eye area and also the solar plexus are important because the solar plexus is the flame. It's the fire. It's the confidence. But if you don't have enough confidence in that, you know, enough energy in the solar plexus, the voice that you'll hear for your intuitive guidance system will be so tiny. It will be difficult for you to action. So that's why you must keep them alive. And it's not a massive ritual. It can just be something that you integrate, you know, through intention, 30 seconds a day, out of habit, doing your meditations. If you maintain your lifeline of meditations, which would be really helpful as well when you're breastfeeding and you're sleep deprived and you're unable to get to sleep fully, sometimes meditation's better than sleep. It really is. And so, you know, you've always got your ear open to your child the whole time and you're pretty much on call 24 hours. But if you're meditating, you can still have that connection as opposed to being really passed out in a deep sleep. So what I'm saying is keep your connection to your higher energies, which are always flowing through you. And you want to be there, you know, your intention is that baby is safe.
Yeah.
So you must act. If you feel, even if it doesn't make sense on a logical level, this person doesn't, I don't feel right around this person. And your logical mind will try and convince you otherwise, especially if it's more convenient to go for someone like this person that's presenting themselves that may have malicious intent for your child. You know what I mean? So listen to your intuition. You're guided. Okay. That is going to be fine. Just keep the intuition alive. And everything will be fine because you'll action it. And the more you action your intuition, the louder and clearer it becomes.
Well, thank you for that. I will. It's all about intuition, isn't it?
Yeah. And even if it doesn't make sense, if you feel it, you must act on it. Like, it's always that subtle thing of, oh no, I don't need to do that. And then you go, oh, you know, that was so obvious. I should have actioned that. So that's the thing with your children, because it's so precious and you're already heightened to that. Now you're heightened to it. Obviously it's a fear. So you're already drawing it to you.
Yeah, no.
So we need to make sure that you can deflect it by going, well, it's never going to happen because I'm highly intuitive.
Yeah.
And I'm here to protect my child. Yeah. And as your child's mother, for the first 14 years, you have energetic, not control in a negative way, but anyone that needs to work on your child, like energetically or anything like that, needs to come through you. Oh. So you have the overriding say of your child up until the age of 14.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be communing with your baby's guides and whatnot, and keeping them protected and keeping them in the light and keeping them safe.
And that's wonderful to know, because, you know, when I hear about COVID and I'm thinking, my God, the first people that are going to try and attack these rainbow warrior kids by saying they have to have these vaccinations at birth or they can't go to school. And again, I'm like, no way. And I'm like, but what if it's mandatory? What am I supposed to do? God, you need to start doing something right now and then letting the light shine quick. So if you can ease my mind for that as well.
Okay, so this is a really juicy topic. Very controversial topic. So what it is, even just by you saying, come on, God, do something now.
Uh-huh. No.
You came down to earth to do something now.
Okay.
You are this warrior woman. And, you know, obviously you had this session this morning with me already, and it got very, very deep, very spiritual.
It was so deep. Oh my word. It was amazing. Oh my gosh.
So these guys haven't entered that realm yet. So you're just continuing on with some of that stuff. We didn't talk about this topic, but we were talking quite deep about the different layers of spiritual access that we have, and entities and light versus dark and all that juicy stuff. And I think it's great that you're so mindful. And the thing is, you are here. You chose to be here now, just like I chose to be here now. We want the best for humanity. We are doing things right now so that it does change. We cannot rely on anyone doing it for us. Even if we ask someone above us, because remember, we are equal. So there's no one above us. Even God, like, God won't save you. Mm-hmm. You have God within you, action through you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are already here with the light, with the strength. And it's about coming together in community of like-minded people and just going, you know what, let's know what the ingredients is in whatever we're giving our children, and how are these ingredients harmful and how are they beneficial. And when you're equipped with that information, you will know exactly what vaccines, if any, that you want to be injecting into your child.
Yeah.
And also spacing them out if you do decide to vaccine, which I'm not a fan of at all. Then you'd space it out as much as you can. So you never have like three injections or vaccines in one go.
Yeah.
You have to space it out. And my husband did that with his children and paid a lot more money to do it. I mean, his eldest is now 21 in the UK and his youngest is 16. So it's quite a while ago, mm-hmm. But you can space it out. Thanks, you have authority. If you want to go down that route, if you mm-hmm. don't, then that's fine too. If you end up going down that route reluctantly, you can go on to homeopathic herbs before and after the vaccine, and you can do heavy metal detoxes for the child, and there are things you can do. But bombarding them with, you know, a series of vaccines at once, it just, there's a massive link to so many health problems. And the fact that these corporations that administer these vaccines prevent you from suing them. And I think we've all, I don't know about you, but there are people that we know firsthand who have been told, you know, we'll pay you X amounts of hundreds of thousands if you shut up and don't promote this, that we've actually damaged your child. Mm-hmm. So we do know how Big Pharma works. And I think if you just, with anything, ask to read the ingredients, you have the right to know what is being injected. And if it is going to damage the child, and I've had conversations with other women actually who took the situation to court, and they said, came to the magistrate, can you confirm that this will not debilitate my child in any way, shape or form? Can you confirm that, that these ingredients will not cause harm? Did you do that?
I did that, and because they were pushing me really, they were calling my husband, they were calling me, and they've told me that I've got a pet at home, I've got a dog, and that is really bad for her. And I've said to the nurse at the end, I've said, if I'll come straight away, I'm 5 minutes away from the nurse, but I want your signature somewhere that I will vaccinate my child with everything I need to, but I want your signature to prove that she won't be hurt in any way. And she said, I can't do that. And I said, why? Exactly. Because there is a chance. Okay, what if this, if my child is a chance? And especially after I was going through IVF, all the hormones I was being taken, you definitely pass it to the child. So especially if the woman is going through IVF, she has to be more concerned about the vaccine.
Exactly. You know, these children are so teeny tiny, and their immune systems haven't even developed properly yet. So that's really good. And you can get away with it then, because if no one's going to be personally liable to say that it will not cause harm for your child, you can actually get away with it. It's not a pleasant experience. It's a horrible experience to go through. No. But you need to know your rights. And if that's how you feel, then that's what you can do. And more people are waking up to this.
Yeah.
Which is definitely a good thing.
Well, thank you so much, because I've heard some horror stories or seen them where people have had this and the children weren't the same and they were forced to take it at school, or one time a mother, the school gave the child the vaccine without consent.
Mm-hmm. You don't need consent anymore. When my stepchildren were at school, they were all sort of rounded up. The NHS came and delivered a speech. NHS, for people that aren't familiar, it's the National Health Service. It's like a representative from the complementary health system, national health system. Well, it's not complementary. You all pay 11% tax toward it. But anyway, long story short, they said, you do not need your parents' consent. Here's a demonstration of why you need it. Now, who's lining up to receive it? And of course, the children that don't want to cause a fuss just follow along. And it's like that. You do not need parental consent anymore. You're owned by the state. It's what your birth certificate is all about. The state owns you, not your parents. But energetically, your mum and dad, until the age of 14.
Yeah, that is good to know. Thank you. And thank you for telling me about the homeopathic herbs before and after. So when they go to school, even if I have an idea, but they say it's compulsory, I can prepare to spread it out. So that's really been helpful. Thank you.
If you need to. But I do feel that by the time your children go to school, we won't be in this predicament.
Okay.
You know, I really don't. And besides, if vaccines genuinely worked, why are they so concerned that the non-vaccinated children are going to harm the vaccinated children when it's not the case at all? No, and in fact, if you've got a newborn or even a child that's still able to be carried on your body, and someone has had a vaccine, any vaccine, it could be for shingles or anything, even just coming into close proximity with your child will have that impact, because of course they've been injected with the antibodies. They're injected with this symptom or issue or virus, whatever it may be. So you don't want anyone who's been vaccinated around your children anyway, until that vaccine has worn off.
Wow.
So like, you know, if your parents want to hug your child and they've just recently had their flu vaccine, for example, that's still going to impact your child just by the physical contact.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
giving out the flu vaccine like candy here in New York. I said okay, so we'll have the flu here in probably about 3 weeks, because everybody's going to be shedding it.
yep exactly. No, they're doing it worldwide.
Yeah, they cause the problem and then they have the solution.
Of course, problem, reaction, solution. They're doing it in the UK as well, rolling out the flu vaccines for all the children at schools. We happened to find out, and we wrote into our son's matron, and we're saying under no circumstance is our child allowed to be vaccinated. It has to be run past us first. So yeah, you've just got to be really attentive. But I honestly feel this is going to shift. This is really going to change by the time your children are at school. Yeah, so much would have changed.
That is amazing. Good to know. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's really powerful not to project what you don't want happening in the future. That's because true. It will happen.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Just don't even think it, and just know this world is changing. You know, the light has now conquered the dark. Yeah. It was a dark agenda to be doing that because we know what vaccines actually do. There is a guise that says that, you know, they can do X, Y, and Z. But there are so many man-made viruses that they've created vaccines for, like, you know, polio. It's from DDT exposure. Like, just dive into the history. This is all new to you and you're not open to this information. There's a lot of information out there to back this. So,
and you'll be really angry at first.
Yeah.
Right? Because I know I certainly was much more awakened to all this with COVID because a lot of things came to light. So I do find that as a blessing in all of this. A lot more people are open now, but there is a period of time where you get really angry and you're just like, you feel like you've been lied to.
Well, you have been lied to. Yeah.
And it's a good time now to decide what you want for your child, because I think that before even being pregnant, knowing that you won't vaccinate this child and is a good time, definitely, because I've been researching for so many years, and I knew that when I'm pregnant and I have a child, I wouldn't harm my child.
Thank you so much.
Well, there is a lot of education, and especially now, like with COVID, I heard on the BBC, my husband loves listening to the BBC, which I just think is pure propaganda, but that's just a different story. And it was BBC Four, and they were talking about how they really need to crack down on all the people who are giving false information about vaccines. And it needs to come from a state of authority because the government knows best. And it's just like, oh, please.
But Fiona, do you know London Rio? Do you follow this guy?
Yeah.
You know what happened then?
Yeah.
Fiona, can I ask about libido, low libido?
Yes. So low libido, guys, it is from stress and it is from toxic exposure. Stress and toxic exposure. And the thing is, stress, we need to talk about this word. And I have had a lot of clients say to me, I don't even want to use the word stress, or don't even use, it's like a dirty word. It's a word where, you know, everyone here is here because you are a high achiever. Okay. I really just attract women who are so focused and they work hard, and you guys are so used to a high level of stress, and you want your, you know, you think of things years before your body can catch up. So it's like, you know, you feel that your body's letting you down a little bit. So on this journey, it's really, really important that you realize you've been dealing with stress for a long time and you're used to this level of busyness, of high stress, but actually this isn't ideal for your body. We really need to slow down. Look at, you know, what it was like in, say, the 50s, and so many people were just hanging around talking with their friends and life was more leisurely. And yes, people would go about and raise families and go to work and whatnot, but it wasn't the extreme that it is now. We're on call 24/7 with our mobile phones. We've got extra Wi-Fi radiated at us the whole time. All our technology is dirty. I mean, you know, it's so much is different, and it's not natural for us as energy beings. So there is a lot of constant stress around us, and it's really about you spending more time in nature. That detoxifies stress, and it detoxifies Wi-Fi. It detoxifies negative intent that might be fired at you. Like, you know, if people say nasty things about you, it does affect your energy field. It drains your energy because it's hooking into your energy field. So you want to be in that, you know, enlightened state. So really start looking at, how can I slow down? How can I surrender? So things don't stress you anymore. Don't allow to give your power away to things that cause you stress.
It's not that easy though. Yeah, I know. It's just when you're on a holiday, I've noticed myself when I'm on holiday, my libido is much higher than when I'm at home and do.
And you've got your routine and, you know, seems a bit dull and makes sense because there's no spontaneity. You know, the spontaneity, creativity is all part of the sacral chakra. So you want to be dancing and, you know, moving your body in a way that you love to express yourself, and that can help to keep the libido alive. It's a hormone imbalance as well. You know, when your hormones are out of balance, your libido's down. You can help this with powerful medicinal mushrooms and including things like ashwagandha and shilajit. And I've compiled an amazing, amazing, amazing concoction, which I'm super excited about. It's got all your greens, all your vitamin C, all your medicinal mushrooms, all the stuff that you need for fertility and to be able to thrive. It helps. The anecdotal evidence so far is that it has helped people overcome PTSD, libido issues, so many fertility issues, like the list is incredibly long, and it's all science backed, because looking at all the science based on all these ingredients that have been put together, which I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys very, very soon. It will be available in the Power for Pure shop, hopefully next Friday.
Right. So we won't need to, I won't need to take so many vitamins, you know, just would be simple if I take only one and
Exactly. And that's what we've been compiling. It's incredible. Like when you see the list of ingredients, it's literally a list that long and it's all science backed and it's all organic. And if it's not organic, it's wild crafted. Wild means it's five times more nutritious than non-organic.
Yeah.
And organic is twice as nutritious as non-organic. So it's so potent and such an amazing drink to have. You can even have it with water. I prefer having it with coconut milk, or even sometimes apple juice, which is not so good. But if you want it with water, you can also have it like that. It doesn't taste bad.
Okay. Well, we're going to wait for next week then.
Wait for next week and I'll do an announcement in the newsletter for you guys. Okay. I'll be sharing some information in today's newsletter too for you. So yeah, that will be in the Powerfully Pure store. But do not worry, I'll be marketing that one very, very clearly for you guys. Because just listening to everyone's concerns, it's like, what greens do I get? What do I need for this? What do I need for that? And I've just been compiling everything and thinking.
No, I just feel like I've got the one whole cupboard full with vitamins, and I actually don't take it. I just forget. I just can't take
too hard. Yeah, it can be really overwhelming. Yes, that's exciting for everybody.
I was just going to say that, you know, with regards to the supplements and things. If you're eating a wide variety of foods, you're still getting a decent amount of nutrients and vitamin C. So I try
especially and
eat organic. So I try and eat organic broccoli and sprouts because that has vitamin C in there as well.
Yes,
and obviously your organic lemons as well. So in the morning when I have my detox drink of ginger and lemon, I make sure that it's an organic lemon so that I can use the peel, the orange peel as well. So you'll find, Analea, that, you know, you will get your vitamin C you'll get your quota of vitamin C in your natural foods as well. Like you, I can't take all different pills. But
it's just like one bag of pills and you just have to be reminded all the time, and it's so annoying.
I've tried to keep it down to as a bare minimum because sometimes I forget, which is fine. Sometimes I forget, but sometimes I'll just double it up. But I think the main thing is just making sure you've got a broad balance of different colors and stuff like that. And the coconut milk, I just found that I was just buying any odd old coconut milk, but then realized when I looked at the can. Yeah, when I looked at the can, the percentage of coconut milk that was in there was very low in some of them. So I just went for the premium quality ones, which have got, and they taste so much more better.
So
please go for the premium quality coconut milk, ladies. Don't go for the cheapy 50p one.
Said, guys, if you're looking at the lining of things, there's a famous supermarket beginning with W in the UK, and they have an organic coconut milk in a tin which is lined with BPA. So you got to check that if you're doing tinned coconut milk, it's not lined with a white color. It shouldn't be white. That's the BPA.
Yes, I've seen I've seen the coconut, organic coconut milk from the famous supermarket, starting with W, and I don't buy it.
I don't buy that one. You can't use their brand. Don't use their brand, but you can use other brands. Fiona is a good brand, like Fiona, but with a B.
Yeah, but everything from Can, I don't buy it anyway.
Because of the metal?
Because of the metal, yeah. So just so
Even in a UHT container, a carton, it's lined with plastic.
No, yeah, I don't buy it. Jar, and if it's not in jar, just make it yourself if possible. I don't know.
You can make it with nut milk. Coconut's more difficult, definitely.
Coconuts, no, but almond and cashew nuts, I make it, and it's just easy.
Yeah, it is easy when you get in the habit. It's literally, it's a 30-second job. But to get there, it can be a bit daunting, but it is really easy. You soak the nuts overnight, throw that water away, put it in a blender. You can add a date or something if you want a bit of sugar, add some water, and it's drinkable. But it only lasts like a day and a half, maybe two, before it goes off. You can store it in a glass. But yeah, it is easier. It's also chunky, so you can also put it through a nut milk bag and sort of milk it out if you want to, or I just find it's easier just to whack it in a blender and have it that way.
You know, I've got this question in my mind. Could it be a pregnancy or infertility be related to the mother and, I don't know, relationship with parents or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying I'm in a bad relationship with my mom, but it seems like some people are really close to their parents, which I'm not that person. I'm just worrying if that might be, related as well.
If you're getting these kind of intuitive messages, then it would be a yes. Anything that closes your heart, no matter how right you are, you're wrong. So right. Be mindful, you know, am I preventing myself from loving completely? Am I preventing myself from forgiving completely or having enough compassion or whatever? You may not agree with that person. They may have traits that really irritate you, but it's more about how can I just show unconditional love? Because that's your true essence. You know, we've got unconditional love and God within us. That's our inner essence. That's all we recognize. The rest is personality, which is so transient. So people lash out when they're hurting. If you're happy, you don't lash out. So people that offend us, it's just a reflection of where they are. Never take anything personal. It's always a reflection.
No, it's just because I've been unwanted child, and my mom, in when she was 6 months pregnant, she tried to abort, and I always feel insecure. Maybe I was feeling insecure while she was doing that, and our relationship is not that close. I still love her, but I still worry about her, but I don't know. I just was thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember that she never knew you when she was trying to abort you. So don't take it personally. I know it's tough, but really don't take it personally. She was focusing on her, and it seemed like the best decision for her. And obviously it didn't work. And you're here because you're meant to be here. And the thing is, you want to heal that trauma. It is traumatic. It is massively traumatic.
Yeah.
So you can, you just go in to your heart, you need to meditate and just find that space, find that forgiveness. I've done a lot of work. I helped a client of mine in Egypt, actually. And she ended up having twins, boy and a girl, but she had massive issues with her mum. And as soon as we dealt with that, and now she's really close to her mum, as soon as that happened, it then freed everything else, because she was obviously applying all the other techniques too, but it was the emotion around her mum and the issues with childhood that she had with her mum. And she was able to literally find peace with it. And you can. You know, I've had other clients that found peace with a group of men that gang raped her. She found peace. She was able to see them because they're in the same community, and she was able to actually go up to them later on and say thank you for but what you did, you've made me the strength of character that I am. I'm the strongest woman. And as much as it was horrific at the time, I now find peace with that. And then as soon as she was able to address that, she fell pregnant. But until that time, over 8 years, she'd been trying and she was never able to get pregnant, despite doctors going, everything's fine, can't understand why, unexplained infertility. And then she was able to deal with that. So that's come up for you. You're aware of it. Because remember, you're on your journey and you're saying to the universe, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I'm expecting. I'm having this baby soon. And they're like, okay, well, let's just focus on this and this and this. It needs to be cleared. So when these things come up, try not to look away from them. Just deal with them. 2020 is the year to deal with everything. It's the year of clear vision and seeing for what it is. And it's about you just opening your heart to it, creating forgiveness. Because there's no point you blocking your abundance and your joy. The act is done. I mean, your mum obviously loves you, and really, it's not about taking it personally.
I don't think so. I take it personally. I don't know.
No, it's tough. It's 100%. It's tough.
Yeah. Maybe in subconscious. And now I believe what you've made is not right. But we are three of us, back in the time. Anyway, it was tough life, but. I just thought maybe subconsciously I keep something in my mind without even realizing what I mean.
Yeah. So, I can help you with that if you wanted to do some private sessions with that, and that's not a problem. Yeah. It's quite bespoke what needs to happen, but we can do that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to go back to the food thing as well that Jill brought up. You don't actually get all the nutrients you need from the food, even organic food, because the soil doesn't have all the nutrients. So you will never have enough sulfur because it's just not in our food chain. Yes, you've got the sulfur-based vegetables like the cabbage, the broccoli, cauliflower, but even eggs are sulfur-rich, but you're not getting enough of the nutrients because the chickens weren't exposed enough to it and those vegetables weren't enough exposed to it. But we still want to eat the rainbow. We still want to have as many fruits and vegetables as possible. But there is some need to
talk. The microgreens, the sprout, if I'm sprouting broccoli, let's say, they're supposed to be
have more nutritious. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because there's more life force, like budding, they're like developing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that can be really good.
If you're having the phytoplankton alongside everything else, that's going to help, isn't it? It's just that
massively
everything, isn't it? And then you're going to just top up with your veg and your fruit, aren't you?
Yes. But that's you guys. I mean, there are women that really struggle to eat fruit and vegetables, and so for that, they have to really supplement more because they just don't want to be eating it. And that's what the body thrives on. We need to be having that kind of food. So you just need to get the supplements any way that makes you feel good, and never ever force yourself to eat something or swallow pills that just don't feel comfortable for you, because there's a level of resistance for a reason, especially the more you delve into listening to what your body's saying. If your body doesn't want it, doesn't matter, it's good for everyone else. It's probably not good for you, which is like, for example, children, they find it hard to consume broccoli for a long period of time. They can't digest broccoli for a long period of time. That's why they don't like it. So really? There's no point shoving it down your child's throat.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Wait till they're older and they can have it, older as in sometimes 6, sometimes 7. But before that, like, it's just, if they know what they can handle. And if you don't feed your child, I mean, good luck with this one. But if you don't feed your child any processed food, they would have such good gut health, especially if they're on organic food, that they would begin to produce the things that are lacking in their diet. That's what the gut's designed to do. So, they wouldn't be deficient in any kind of mineral or vitamin, even if they weren't having the whole rainbow to eat, for example, of fruits and vegetables. But that's how we're hardwired. But as soon as we start integrating these processed, chemicalized foods, that just, sends the gut AWOL. And same with, when we have antibiotics, because it just destroys the gut bacteria. But yeah.
This toothpaste is so expensive. It's just like, and I found in UK only one brand, and it's £300, and it's seems to be very expensive.
What's expensive?
The stool test you recommend last time.
The stool test. Yes, it is expensive. Yeah, I paid more for mine. I paid over $600 for mine, and then I had to pay a couple hundred for a discussion about it. yes, it's expensive. I am looking, I have reached out to this company. I thought they would have been back to me this week because I got in touch with them last week. And I'll chase that up for you guys. But as soon as I know, of course, I'll send you that information. It's about, you know, gut biome. But also the ladies in the States, I know that you guys have more access to it and you've shared some links in the past. I know Tracy shared some links and also Sheila. So there are others out there if you want to go straight to the US. That could be a factor.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Fiona?
Yeah, hi.
So Fiona, I have a few questions. The first one, it's about, I don't know if you have talked about the kefir and kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can take them. Or,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So, then about, okay.
Yeah, go. Ask me in a second. I'll tell you about the kombucha. And okay, kombucha is growing from like a mother fungus. It looks like a fungus. It's like this big sort of mushroom, and it's a natural probiotic for the body. And then you've got kefir as well. You can get water kefir or milk dairy kefir, coconut kefir. It's that bacteria. It's like the yogurt or yogurt type bacteria that helps to restore gut health. However, if you have had different types of gut problems, like maybe you've been diagnosed with H. pylori, or maybe you've been diagnosed with potentially depends IBS and where that led to and how long you were exposed to it. Maybe you've had certain pathogens in the body, certain viruses that have attacked your gut health. If your gut health isn't ideal, and you will know because you'll have a number of symptoms, then things like that don't always work for you. And sometimes it can be worse. Another probiotic, if you've got like normal gut health, if you think it's, you know, you haven't been diagnosed otherwise, you could also have a what we call the sauerkraut, the raw sauerkraut, where you just chop cabbage up, put it in a jar with salt. In fact, I can give you guys an ingredient, a recipe for that. I'll share that recipe. But basically, it could be the sauerkraut, it could be kimchi, which has got the garlic, which you wouldn't have for more than 2 weeks straight, because remember, it's a nature's form of antibiotic. And then there's the kombucha and the water kefir, they're all transient. So they just move through the body. They're going to be healing the gut for the 20 minutes that it takes to digest, but then that's it. So what I would recommend is to, you know, have more of the fiber type ones and not just always the kombucha or the kefir, because the fiber takes longer to digest and therefore would be in the gut longer, giving you that probiotic support. The other thing as well is, of course, the fulvic minerals, which is the prebiotic and probiotic. So it's helping to restore, and you get that from the Power for Pure store. And it's really easy, just 7 drops a day, put it in some water, it can be 1 glass of water, and it's good to go.
I do the same thing, Fiona, pretty much.
Pardon?
Does that pretty much do the same thing?
It would do the same thing as the kombucha and the water kefir, but it won't irritate the gut if you do have other issues. You know, like maybe you've got some parasite issues that you might have picked up from some exotic country. You know, that's really common, really, really common. Or you've got pets and you've got, you know, worms, parasites, whatever. So, you know.
You say it won't aggravate it if that's the case.
The fulvic minerals won't. No, they'll be fine to take. But if you have had those other issues, like parasite issues before, worms, H. pylori, those kinds of things, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth issues, if you've had, you know, major things like that, then you'd probably need something else, because that won't remedy what you're thinking will remedy. You've already created too much destruction, so to speak. So it's a nice, easy way to balance, and it's a great way to balance your gut flora. But if it's severely damaged, you'll need more than just that.
How do you know if it's severely damaged? Like, you know, is it just symptoms of IBS and that kind of stuff? Or I mean,
Well, IBS, because that's not really triggered from poor gut health. It creates poor gut health, but not triggered. So have you got like distended abdomen, like every time you eat just like forces out, it's really swollen or it's really sore, or you get really tired after eating? You know, do you bloat easily?
Yes. What happens? Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah, so it would be worth you getting your gut checked. It could be something as simple as constipation. And some people think, oh, but I'm fine, I'm going once a day, but you might not be doing enough. If we have three meals a day, we're meant to be excreting three times a day, just like a dog. That's good gut health. But because we digest our emotions in our gut, we can often hold on. That's what constipation is about. It's about not being able to go with the flow.
Mm.
So you're holding on to things, holding on to the past as well. So it's important. Like sometimes that distended gut can just be backed up feces for, you know, even though you're still going to the loo, it's been backed up for a while. So you can also tell, it depends on your stools. I'm just going to go a bit graphic here. If you ever excrete a stool and you can see the ripples of the stool, which is the ripples of your intestine, and it's quite big, like quite fat, not thin, then you know that you've actually had constipation in the past or recently, which has extended and enlarged the intestine. And sometimes that's where extra fecal matter can get caught. So you may want to do colonics. I'm more of a fan of enemas, not doing them every single day, but still doing them regularly to help just flush out stuff that's just difficult to keep clear. Having things like slippery elm, having lots of fiber, having lots of water is essential. And you might drink a lot of water, but you still might need more because the way you're handling stress, for example, you might be sweating a lot and the body's not actually getting the hydration. Or maybe you need some cell salts to help absorb that water. Having the fulvic minerals to help absorb the water into the body. And the water, a good way to test if the water you're consuming is actually hydrating you, when you're thirsty and you drink a lot of it and you think, oh, I physically cannot put any more in my stomach because my stomach feels so bloated with water, but you still have a little bit of thirst, that says that water is not working for you. Wouldn't work for anybody, but you're just more aware of it. So you want to go for water that helps to hydrate. So for some people, not everybody, and definitely I wouldn't recommend this for any Black people, but, you know, sea salt in the water in the morning can help to hydrate. But if you're Black, then you've actually got more muscle than white people and you're predisposed to higher blood pressure. So
mm-hmm.
Your elite bodies come at a cost because you got great bodies. So, yeah, that's something to be mindful of, like the amount of sodium. And even if you're buying glass bottled water, look at the sodium content. Look at the other ingredients in there. Just because it's a glass bottle spring water, it might still have fluoride in, because some of them do.
Sorry, Fiona, can I?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So are you saying if the water... you still continue to be thirsty and that water is not good for you, is that what you're saying?
If it's filling your tummy up so much that it feels uncomfortable to drink anymore but you're still thirsty, that water is not hydrating you. That's not good quality water.
Okay. Yeah, no, my stomach doesn't feel like it's filling up. I can drink lots and lots of water, but I seem to be thirsty a lot, and that's something actually that okay, I was thinking about. It goes on and off. I forget about it, and then I'm like, I drink a lot. Like, I know we're supposed to drink a lot, but I really do drink a lot of water, and I do get quite thirsty. And I don't know if that's right, to be honest with you.
Well, it could be anxiety. Your energy. I know you're an energy worker, and you need to keep your liquids going, especially if you're integrating more meditation, more qigong. You need to have the water to stimulate the energy flow. So there's that. You know, the whole planet is becoming more conscious. People's consciousness is increasing, and you're an empath, so you're aware of that. So again, you're having more water, helping to flush out toxins and create that energetic shift. Medically, it could be something worst case scenario, like diabetes, because you've got that incessant thirst.
I did speak to a doctor about that many years ago, but nothing really happened. So, and it's always been at the back of my mind, actually, just because you drink a lot.
Don't let it be at the back of your mind. You can always just get a pinprick test to see what your glucose levels are like.
I probably could have got that done at work quite easily. So I just need to, and then that will put my mind at rest. And
put your mind at rest, because you don't want to keep thinking, oh, what if, and yes, it's not that case at all, because you'll draw it to you.
I've got a lot of energy, really. Yesterday I almost did like a 13-hour day, and I was tired at the end of it, but
yeah,
it's quite tired when you've got diabetes, and I think I've got quite good energy, really, like lots of energy.
Don't talk about diabetes until you have diabetes. And
yeah, I don't think diabetes. I don't think so. I don't think so. But it's just that I'm thirsty a lot, and I suppose it always worried me slightly.
How much water do you drink a day?
When I'm at work, it is a lot when I'm at work, and I suppose I am on my feet for 12 hours, so that's probably not a bad thing that I do drink. I'm not really sure how much it is, because I do it in cups from like the machine at work, so I don't really know, but it feels like a lot.
I have been listening to some spiritual speakers who come from more of the shamanic realm, and they were saying that you actually need to drink up to 5 liters of water nowadays to just keep flushing everything through. So
okay,
I'd still get your test done, 100%. You know, there's no point sticking your head in the sand if you feel that that's something. But again, if it's not, you've got to nip that thought in the bud, because...
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm just flushing then. And I had never thought of it like that. I actually started from when I did a detox, like a really big detox about 15 years ago. And then ever since then, I've just had to constantly drink water. I didn't really barely drink. Probably didn't drink it very much before, so it's come from then, really. So it's just a flushing then. Yeah,
it's probably why you look so youthful, because of all your hydration.
Thank you. Yeah, okay,
so 12 hours.
Sorry,
especially on your feet for 12 hours. I'd say you need a lot, don't you?
Yeah, probably. Okay, I won't worry about it. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Fiona.
No worries. Yes,
Fiona.
Jamie.
Sorry, okay. I've got a question that I put in the chat, but I don't think you can see the chat.
Not today, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries. So today I had my egg collection. So
excellent.
Yeah. Exciting. Very exciting. So my partner had to give a sperm sample. So he's really worried at the moment, really nervous, because I think he checked on Google afterwards. But when he gave his sperm sample, he, with the first ejaculate, just a little bit of the sperm missed the cup. And he's very worried now that tiny bit had like the highest quality of the sperm. And now he's freaking out. So but we spoke to the clinic and we actually told them what happened. He says it was only a tiny little bit, and we spoke to the clinic and let them know, and then the clinic checked and then came back and said it was fine. I don't know, but anyways, he's really nervous about it, so I just want to check in and if there's any truth to that, or obviously there's not really anything we can do right now, but
okay, you can look at things on different levels of dimensions. So on the 3D level, on the third dimensional level, where we're using a lot of our mind and our analytic skills, you'd think, okay, that missed the cup. It was obviously very virile. It was very energized. That's why it missed the cup. And that could have been the best part. However, we are more than physical. We are way more spiritual than we are physical. We've only got one layer of physicality, and we are multidimensional. More than just this third dimension that we're in. You know, we meditate in the eighth dimension and beyond, and we dream in the seventh, and you know, we are so expansive and more than this. And I want you to know that there is no such thing as a coincidence. The universe is always working with you. So whatever you guys were manifesting has come to fruition for whatever reason. So, you know, have the faith that this is going to work. Like, don't get hung up on projecting negatively into the future and then destroying this, because you want to create stress and tension completely unnecessarily.
Yes, believe me, 100% agree.
When baby wants to come, baby's going to come, and miracles honestly happen. So this isn't even a massive miracle situation. I just think, you know, are you doing ICSI or anything like that?
Yeah, we're doing ICSI.
Well, this could be a godsend, because they might have chosen the wrong section, you know? They seriously could have. And you're just like, no, we'll weed that out, giving you just the stuff that we want to be focusing on. Have trust that the universe has your back. You know, this is working for you. This is the world that you have created. And the world is supportive and abundant and caring and loving and kind. That's what the world is. We've been programmed to believe other things, which only limits us, which is completely false. Completely false. Thank you. So own your power. And it's really important that, you know, you can now start communing with baby. And the sperm is an extension of your man. Your egg is an extension of you. So you can talk to your eggs. You can talk to the embryo. You can be like, you know, sending, you don't have to be physically there. You can just be sending messages through energy. We are energy vibration. So you can commune and be excited and laugh about it and go, yeah, whatever. I don't know what the reason was, but I totally trust that it happened for a reason, for our highest good. And I'm super excited that you're coming and it's not long now. And, you know, just take it to that next level.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I know it seems a bit abstract, but you will, your powers of thought are so strong that if you focus on it being worst case scenario, you can manifest it being worst case scenario. So you don't even want to go there. It happened for a reason. No such thing as coincidences. I am manifesting so well, and so is my man, and everything's flowing for us. And what I was saying to the group this morning, there are such a huge amount of babies looking to come down to parents like you guys, you know. You understand that you are more than physical. You understand this multidimensionality. You're able to foster a child that is able to think more expansively than we've ever had before. And these are the children waiting to come down. These are high vibrational rainbow warrior children. You are the warrior parents that are bringing these children through. And it's about you now exercising that knowledge that, you know, this is all being conspired for my greatest good, because I understand that this is a love-based planet and universe that we're on, that we're in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you so much. That's really helpful.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Don't think otherwise.
Positive thoughts.
Yeah, 100%. Because it is, if you could see into the other realms and you could actually see what was being played out and you could see what was your destiny line, then you'd trust it. But it's the whole point of this journey.
Yeah.
That you wanted to just have the veils on for now, understand your opposite, to understand who you are and all these things, and you're experiencing life to the fullest degree. And this is one of the little things that come up, and it's how you respond to it shows your level of consciousness. And it's just be happy. Just be so excited. That's the energy that's going to bring baby through.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And fingers crossed.
Oh, thank you.
Very exciting. Does anyone else have any questions?
Just to change the subject, sorry, quickly. I don't know if you've covered this before, about the Kier, like the Kier receptors, and whether it's something to be concerned about, whether I know obviously everyone has them in everyone's body, but I guess it's about managing stress levels. If you do have a elevated, then it's basically about sort of that side of things, isn't it?
Yes, it's an autoimmune response. So I don't like the medical description. A medical description of an autoimmune response is that the body's turning on itself. The body doesn't turn on itself, okay? It's just misaligned, okay? There's a little glitch in the system. We just need to pull that glitch out. So we need to get rid of anything that's causing inflammation and causing oxidative stress. So looking at ways you can optimize your stress levels, the better. If that means sitting down, eating your food, eating slower, taking more breaks, you have to start integrating that, because you love yourself enough to do it. And that's key to your healing and to bringing this baby through. Your level of self-worth and self-love is really, really important. So, you know, when it comes to NK cells, you can suppress them through cordyceps, for example. It's a medicinal mushroom that you can get in the supermarket. But the extracts are like equivalent to having bucket loads of the stuff. So you'd want to go and see, and there's a gynecologist that I think is fantastic. His name is Dr. Trevor Wing. He's here in the UK. His company is called thenaturalgynae.com. And he is very expensive, but he's very well renowned in the Eastern medicine and Western medicine philosophies. His all about, you know, natural means, and he's able to give prescriptions for you. You may not need the cordyceps. Maybe there's a different prescription for you of medicinal mushrooms that can help to bring back into balance your autoimmune response, and therefore your natural killer cells, which are designed to kill anything foreign like cancer, will come back into harmony. However, this natural way is going to take a lot longer than the synthetic medical way, which would be steroids. And they can give you low dose steroids all the way through your pregnancy to suppress, which is very common. And then you then focus on healing your body from the effects of steroids. So don't have resistance to things. Obviously you want to do the natural method. And it just depends on what that involves. And if for whatever reason your hands are tied and you can't do the natural method and you have to do the synthetic form, because you do need to suppress your natural killer cells 100%. I don't recommend anyone who's got raised killer cells to keep trying until those killer cells reduce.
Because, so you're saying medicinal mushrooms, because they have to be a certain type. Can it be any? Can it be what you have?
It's got to be specific to you. So they would do a test, and the traditional Chinese medicine herbalist,
yeah,
or a doctor like Dr. Trevor Wing, who's a doctor in Eastern and Western, who can give you these prescriptions, like in his form of capsules, with the medicinal mushroom extracts in. It may not be cordyceps for you. He may choose a different one based on whatever, but I've had clients that have had different ones. But cordyceps is just a common one that, you know, you think, oh, I can just eat that at home then, but actually you can't. The amount that you need and the time that it takes, like they might say, yeah, this is a 3-year course. And you're gonna go, no, that's not gonna work for me, but thanks for giving me the heads up. Because I don't know the extent that it's within your body, but he can help. Of course, he's not the only one in the world who can help. So look at other people that can look into that for you for the natural means, but it is through medicinal mushrooms. It is a well-established, well-known.
I was going to say, I have had in prednisolone on my IVF transfers before. Just sort of rule that out, I think, before I actually had the Kier test, but which nothing worked. But whether you can take, I mean, I don't want to have IVF again, so whether you can take the prednisone naturally, like on a natural cycle, I wonder if that's possible.
There are ways around it. Like, for example, you could always work with a gynecologist. I've had clients that have worked with, you know, gynecologists to help support them. You can get bioidentical hormones. There's all these things. So it there is definitely a way for you to hold your pregnancy through additional support, but you need to get the right gynecologist or medical practitioner to guide you through that. And there are lots of people out there who can do that.
Yeah. I even thought of taking like a 5 mil, like little, you know, small amounts at times, like when we actually did the deed and sort of doing it throughout until it implanted. I even thought of trying it that way, but whether that's a bit silly.
Well, you know, you're self-medicating, so it is risky. However, you know your body better than anyone else. So if you're going to meditate on it and body test on it and you're guided, you know, you can activate your higher self to guide you. And if you're feeling confident like that, then of course you can. Like, just because you haven't studied for 6 years somewhere else to give you that piece of paper to say you can do that doesn't mean you can't do that.
And I do feel confident because my body was okay with it before, so I can't see why it wouldn't be now. But I mean, the clinic did say that I did. I don't really know how it works, but a lot of the numbers were missing on mine with my results. She said that
I had a lot missing, but there were nothing to be concerned about. She didn't seem to think that the lady at the clinic when I had my IVF done. So whether I just need to just forget about it or not.
I would talk to someone like Trevor Wing, because he understands all the stuff inside out and back the front. And sometimes it's due to clinic's negligence that stuff happens, because he can look at it and go, no, someone hasn't recorded stuff, or they haven't tested properly, or, you know, so you think it's you, but it may not be you. It's worth you going to that next level and just having a conversation and just saying, what are my options if I want to do this naturally? But as with anything, you know, if you're giving yourself assisted hormones, then you've got to make sure that you're not giving yourself too many, because then, of course, you've got to detoxify it. It can cause problems. If you've got too much of one hormone, it will reduce the other hormones. So you really want to have someone monitoring you when you're working with hormones.
I'm just thinking also, the body can change, can't it? So is there a chance that I wouldn't even need to think about that? I mean, I don't know if I'm just thinking too much about it anyway, and I need to just forget about it, to be honest. I don't know.
I know, I'm not a fan of, like, if you have persistent thoughts, you should just forget about it. I think you have them for a reason, and you know the answers to it. You just need to sit and meditate and commune with the body and experiment so that you can listen to those messages really clearly, because they're coming through for you, and, you know.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Good question. So natural killer cells, we've really got to manage stress and...
Stress, okay.
Yeah.
How do you know you've got natural killer cells? Is it a test you do?
It's a very expensive test, and it's expensive because it's processed in the States again.
So it's the States you have to go.
The whole world revolves around the US. Ooh. So, yeah. Yeah, it's more than £600 over here in the UK.
I actually had mine done in Europe, in Andorra, and you can have it. Yeah, my clinic was in Greece, and it was less. I think how much it was, about 300 in the end. Yeah, I think about 300.
I mean,
but
you can't even get it as high as 850. I know that there's some Harley Street clinics do it for 850.
My clinic in Greece actually said, she said, funnily enough, after I got the test done, she said, she said that she'd, after a lot of research and liaising with the States about things, and she didn't think it was even needed. She didn't even believe in it. So
yeah, and I've spoken to other clinics that don't even test for it, whereas I really think it's important, because if you've got raised killer cells, and you don't have time to bring them down through natural means, why put yourself through the risk of aborting? Well, as in miscarriage, you know, when the body naturally aborts. But you don't want to go through that pain.
No.
So I wouldn't recommend. I am a big fan of the NK cell test, natural killer cell test. And then trying to balance the cytokine issues, which can be done. There's lots of doctors that can help with that. But good question. And Mariana, sorry, you still had a couple more questions.
Yeah, one more. It's about the castor oil. This is the only one that I could find here in Peru.
Okay. It's
very small, quite expensive. So I think that I should use in the same way, isn't it?
Yes. So you want to put it on a, do you have a cloth? Because the Powerfully Pure range, we can send you a cloth, the antimicrobial cloth that you have. So you fill the cloth up with oil, which would probably be 3/4 of that bottle. But you then put the cloth back in the fridge. And then when you use it next time, you just need to add a little bit more, not the whole lot, because the cloth's still holding a lot of the oil. You then put another cotton cloth over the top, and then you put a hot water bottle, so that you can bring the heat into that area, so the oil penetrates into, you know, from the liver, from the right side above the hip across to the abdomen. So that's what I would do.
Yeah.
A good question. And, you know, if you don't have the ability to do all of that and you just want to get started with it, rub it on your hand at nighttime and put extra in your navel. And castor oil, if you want to improve sperm health, rub it into your partner's testicles. It's proven to really improve sperm health. So thing is, you would have to rub it on because they won't want to rub it on.
I will try.
Yeah. Cool. Enjoy doing that. Anyone else have any other questions?
Hi, Fiona. It's me again.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about the Clomid tablet. I see it on your list and I don't really know much about it, but it's popped up a few times. So I thought I would just ask you.
About the what? Sorry?
The Clomid tablet, if I'm saying that right.
Clomid?
That's it. Yeah. Not Clomid. Yeah. Clomid. Yes.
Okay. I'm so controversial. I'm not a fan of Clomid. I've treated so many women who've had polycystic ovarian syndrome of some degree since 2007, and no women to date who I've ever come across have been successful with Clomid. And even if you do the scientific research, because I did, I was like, well, does it even work? And there's a lot of science that says it doesn't. So
I had quite a few people that I know that it has worked, which is the only reason why I asked, because it kept popping up for me.
Really?
So, yeah, that's why I thought I'd ask, because no doctor had ever offered it to me. And I thought there was a side effect issue, which is why no doctor had ever asked, offered it to me. A few people had mentioned it to me, and every time I went to the doctor, it had never been mentioned by them. And I thought, oh, maybe it's something they don't do anymore. That's actually what I thought, because the people that had mentioned it, it was quite a few years ago, but they all fell pregnant on it. And I thought maybe it's something they do. But then I think there's been about three people, and it kept coming up for me, which I know you said the other day, if anything kept popping up, then look at it. So
exactly.
I did think there was a side effect, which is why it had never been offered to me, but I thought I would ask you. Yeah.
All medications have a side effect.
Yeah, true.
All of them do. And it could be something which we think minor, like, oh, just a bit of liver damage or long-term kidney damage or something. But the thing is, it accumulates in the body, and we need our liver, we need our kidneys. These are vital organs. So if you're called to do it, then follow through and look at the ingredients, look at how it would affect your body. Even put it on a post-it note and write Clomid, and then ask, is this good for my fertility? Is this going to work for me? Is this going to bring me my baby now? Like any kind of question like that, where the body can go yes or no. Or, you know, for example, you can be expansive with the question, will Clomid combined with something else give me my baby now, or bring my baby to me now, whatever the question wants to be, which might be, yes, actually, that's the answer. It's not just Clomid. It's going to be Clomid plus something. And then you are to navigate that and see what comes up for you. Mm-hmm. But for me, no, I'm not a fan of Clomid, but I'm not surrounded by anybody that has been successful with it. And you are.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's right. Yeah, that's
what
it.
To you intuitively when you were talking, mm-hmm. was the message, how do you know it was Clomid? It might have just been the fact that they were all doing Clomid, but they were potentially doing something else.
Yeah, okay. One of the ladies, she did have a fallopian tube flushed, so that may have helped her.
That definitely helps, yes.
Yeah, but the other lady, she definitely wasn't doing anything else, I don't think. I think she was still smoking, drinking. So, yeah, you know, but she was a bit younger, so that's probably why as well. But, yeah, I don't think she was doing anything in particular. So,
It's also the power of the mind, mm-hmm. and the placebo effect. And if you believe this is what's going to work for me, you believe it more than
that's
anything.
Right.
Yeah. You will create that. It's the belief, not the actual treatment.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, I'll ask it. I'll do a post-it note and ask it. And if it did come up like a yes, then I'd have to get that from like a private consultant, wouldn't I? I would have thought. because they're definitely not offering it on the doctors or NHS.
No, they wouldn't offer it through the NHS.
Private. Yeah.
And you'd want to, you know, if you're doing it privately, then either it would be through a clinic, and if it's an IVF clinic, they'll obviously want you to do more than just that and tell you all the statistics as to why that alone wouldn't work.
Yes.
Because it is a multi-million dollar business for a reason.
Absolutely.
But you can also work with a gynecologist who can work with your timings, who can work with your, who can work with stuff. So some women don't like gynecologists, some don't mind. It's what feels most comfortable and most supportive for you on your journey of empowerment as you have this child, not disempowerment.
Yeah.
And never make fear-based decisions. If you're doing it because you think, yep, great, it's a love-based decision, I want to do it. But if you're scared, if it's motivated by fear in any way, shape, or form, then it's not the right decision. And no, sometimes you can understand or get clear guidance when you make a decision and say, this is what I'm deciding on. So, yes, I'm going to do Clomid. Focus on that, believe that for 12 to 24 hours. Then 24 hours later, say, I'm definitely not going to. And then compare what felt better when you were saying, yes, I'm going to do it, or no, I didn't. Because when you're in alignment with truth, your truth, which is different to anyone else's truth in that respect of what's good for you and your body and your baby and et cetera, then you'll know, like, if it feels good, then I'm guided that, yes, that is. And when I say feels good, this rule applies when you're not imposing your will on someone else. So it's not like taking into consideration people that it feels good for them to cause harm on others. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you in relation to you, your body, your journey, your life. Is this congruent to me and for me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Fiona. That's very useful. I will do that. I mean, it was a few years ago they told me, so I didn't do anything then, but it's just popped up a couple of times. So I thought, well, now I know what to do. So thank you. That's really helpful. Thank
you. You're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any more questions?
Fiona, I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on midwives?
I think they're good. I mean, I think, though, there's also a bit of work that you ladies need to do, which we kind of probably should talk about. The dark do attach guardians to pregnant women, a dark guardian. So when you give birth, the dark can try to take possession of your baby on some level. So working with the right doula or midwife that you feel comfortable with, that doesn't have that negative vibration or doesn't have those entities, because that's, you're very exposed to all of that. So you'll know, and it's probably worth just asking around now because you guys will be pregnant soon. So the other thing is, you can clear that yourself. So when you're pregnant, you continually keep your energy clear. You keep sucking up the entities through that lime green cylinders back up to source. And you create your own guardian of light. You know, you bring forward your ancestors of the light and your higher self and Archangel Michael, whoever you feel safe and protected with, that is of the light. And you keep them by your side, not out of fear, but out of strength. And it's like, I'm aware now, because I've been part of that information, that this kind of stuff can happen. And no one is having possession of my child. You know, this is, I'm a sovereign being. I'm a very empowered being. Most people that are unaware of it, it happens. Therefore, it's not unlawful, which is something that we dove deep into in this morning's session. So I'm probably not making as much sense to you as I am to Cassandra right now. But do you guys follow me? Do you want me to delve a little bit more into this, or do you kind of get where I'm going?
I think you've confused me even more now.
Okay.
No, you don't have to do it today. So I was looking into making an appointment with a midwife instead of a gynecologist, because I don't believe in what my gynecologist was telling me anymore. So I guess as far as looking to get pregnant in this whole journey, would you recommend a midwife over a gynecologist, or it's more whoever you feel comfortable with?
It's whoever you feel comfortable with, based on their level of skills. And I'm not saying they have to be, you know, having the medical certificates from 6 years of study, but it could be a very wise woman who, you know, incorporates all this wisdom that helps to guide you, that you feel is more compatible with you. But if you find that there's like gynecologists that you don't, you know, respond well to, then don't do that. And I do have some women with massive phobias with gynecologists and they've had worst experiences with gynecologists. So it's just not going to happen. Don't go that route. That's not the route for you. This is your journey. You choose how you want it to unfold. You're the star of the show. What's the most beautiful, blissful creation here? You know, it's all part of this creation. So you're the way you're conceiving and then holding the pregnancy and then giving birth and the way the baby's entering, it's all part and parcel. So you want to enjoy the creative process too. So it would depend, I think, on the actual person and what feels right, and really meditating on it, making a slow decision around that, because you don't have to rush now. But if you're drawn to something, it's for a reason, especially if you're grounding and being guided by your heart, which is your portal, your inner compass, and not your head out of fear, then you know that it's the correct thing. And if you aren't sure, start looking at your language. What do I think and what do I feel? If you think it's probably not the true essence of truth. And if you feel it, it's the essence of the heart. So, but then again, do that 24-hour decision thing. Make a solid decision, sit with it. How does it feel? 24 hours later, sit with it. How does it feel? And also keep saying to the universe, like through your meditations, bring the best woman to me that's going to help me get pregnant and be with me through my birth or whatever you want it to be. And it's magic how that happens. Like I sometimes commune with spirit and then I go on the internet and then I find the thing or the person or whatever it is that I was trying to connect with. And so just allow the playfulness and power that you have within you to create your beautiful world. I didn't mean to confuse you. About that, but we can talk a little bit more about that next week then. Today was we had quite a few controversial topics, but I just on that note, Cassandra, have I confused you too, or did you follow suit?
Oh no, I understood it was amazing this morning. I mean, you got me thinking, and I was speaking to my husband about it. I just was blown away. It was just it was amazing. You know, I totally understand that. You know, we need to just release it to the light and it's just strengthening our energy fields. We need to, you said that we've got different bodies, we've got the physical, the mental, the emotional. So we do need to strengthen ourselves. And there are different beings that love our light. And, you know, we do need to be mindful of that and not let them harvest. I think you used the word harvest.
Yes.
The energies. And it's like, it's so true. I really got it. And it's like, it was just, my head was like, I can't explain it tonight the way it was this morning, but I'm just so grateful for that conversation. So, I get it on a different level, if you know what I mean. I know what to do. I need to meditate with it, just cleanse myself every day. I just said ground, cleanse, the energy fields, because it's so important for this. We're bringing in rainbow warrior children, you know, and they're high frequency kids. So we need to protect their beautiful souls and their spirits. So yeah, I got it. It's just, I can't explain it, but I just know I got it and I know what to do. So yeah.
I just want to say on that note, even though I've said before that they're sensitive, highly sensitive, they are an extension of you guys. You guys are sensitive. All right. That's why you're on this journey. That's why we're having this conversation. So you're highly sensitive. You are also these warrior women. Like you've got to access that goddess within you, that strength. Yes. Okay. Because baby is 50% that you are brilliant and expansive. And this is the thing, you guys need to step into your power. So it's not like this overly vulnerable child. It is a vulnerable child, but it's also a child full of strength.
Right. You mentioned wisdom. That in your video. You say that, I mean, the video is just it's like being on the course, the 38-minute one. You said exactly you're powerful. So I'll just listen to that like once a week just to remind myself.
You've got to, honestly, because sometimes we just slip into old patterns and we think less of ourselves. The video that Cassandra's talking about is the one which will be released again in today's newsletter if you missed it. But it was released on the Wednesday on YouTube. So if you subscribe to the Awakening Fertility YouTube channel, you'll see that there, that meditation.
I've watched it.
Yeah.
I've watched it on YouTube, yeah.
Excellent, Millie. Good. Good.
Yeah, Fiona, your videos and your voice, it's like, I don't know, it's something magical for me, at least. I need to hear your videos during the week. And I feel like, okay, Mariana, you are in your path, you are right, you feel so strong. So yes, I hope you can stay with us forever.
Exactly. No, this is the thing, because you guys are, and think about it, we want to be bringing these beautiful children in to mothers like you guys that are connected to your brilliance, your magnificence, not in an ego sense, but this, I am powerful and this is a beautiful, safe planet and I'm making it a safe planet because I don't need some oppressive leader to take care of me. I'm not a victim. I am strong and I am completely able to change my health how I want to. Like it's to do with your thoughts, your emotions. Like we know all this. It's now, guys, you're embodying it. You've got to walk it. See yourselves. I think it's very powerful to really visualize you. I love the image of like a barefoot priestess that you are, you know, walking down, say, like the hospital aisles or whatever it may be. And you're this expansive, powerful, elegant, graceful, sensual woman. You know, this is just you. And this is what gives life. So we are in this creative world. It's a sexual world. And you're embracing all of these aspects of you and just letting it shine. And this is the power. You know, this, you are powerful. So I love being that reminder for you. So thank you for that tip. You're very, very welcome, lovely ladies. Have a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.